Greetings and welcome to Family Worship Radio. I'm your host, Lee Dodd. Today we will pick up in Proverbs chapter 2 and look at four verses together, verses 16 through 19. Let's read the word of the Lord now. So you will be delivered from the forbidden woman, from the adulteress with her smooth words, who forsakes the companion of her youth and forgets the covenant of her God. For her house sinks down to death and her paths to the departed. None who go to her come back, nor do they regain the paths of life. Now in the context, which continues on from our prior study in verses 9 through 15, we see that this is not so much a warning, though surely it contains a warning, but it is the rewards of those who embrace wisdom. You see, the very first words of the 16th verse says, "So you will be delivered from the forbidden woman." And it is this deliverance that is the reward of receiving, embracing, and clinging to God's wisdom. Not only does God's wisdom protect us from evil men and evil influences, as we saw in verse 13, from men who forsake the paths of uprightness and walk in the ways of darkness, but this wisdom from God also preserves us from strange or forbidden women. It preserves us from sexual sin and immorality. And this is good news. Solomon is only strengthening his argumentation as he reasons with his son and ultimately to us today. Here are abundant reasons why you should embrace this wisdom. Look at all it will protect you from and deliver you from. So how does God's wisdom preserve us from a forbidden woman, from sexual immorality or sexual sin? Well, that is a great question, and we can think of this on numerous fronts, as we will see in the coming chapters of the book of Proverbs as well, particularly chapters 5, 6, and 7. But the wisdom of God preserves us in moments of temptation. Rather than listening to the enticing words of this forbidden woman, we recall God's pledge and promise, God's holiness and purity, and God's clear warnings against falling into the snare of a forbidden woman. So in a moment of temptation, God's wisdom proves to be the very preservative the Christian needs, to keep them from such foolishness and sin. I'm reminded of Genesis chapter 39, verses 6 through 10, and the account of Joseph with Potiphar's wife, and I'll read those verses now. Now Joseph was handsome in form and appearance, and after a time his master's wife cast her eyes on Joseph and said, "Lie with me." But he refused and said to his master's wife, "Behold, because of me, my master has no concern about anything in the house, and he has put everything that he has in my charge. He is not greater in this house than I am, nor has he kept back anything from me except you, because you are his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" And as she spoke to Joseph day after day, he would not listen to her, to lie beside her, or to be with her. And so you see, rooted in the heart of Joseph was this love for God and the wisdom of God. And when he was pressed by Potiphar's wife to commit sexual sin, he fled the house, saying, "How can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" This is the preserving power of the wisdom of God operating in the heart of a believer. In the story Pilgrim's Progress, I'm reminded of the account where Christian and faithful are communing brother as brother, and they engage in conversation about some of their history in the Christian pilgrimage, and faithful, with real sorrow and grief, recounts his run-in with the character Wanton. And Wanton in Pilgrim's Progress represents this sexual immorality and moral failure. And here's a brief portion of the back-and-forth conversation between Christian and Faithful in Pilgrim's Progress. Christian says, "Thank God you have escaped her," her being Wanton. And he says, "The abhorred of the Lord shall fall into her ditch," quoting Scripture. Faithful then says, "Nay, I know not whether I did wholly escape her or no." Christian in response, Why? I trust you did not consent to her desires. Faithful. No, not to defile myself, for I remembered an old writing that I had seen, which said, her steps take hold on hell. So I shut mine eyes, because I would not be bewitched with her looks. Then she railed on me, and I went my way. It is unique how John Bunyan, in the conversation between Christian and Faithful, utilizes a verse from Proverbs 7. And this verse sounded as the warning signal in Faithful's mind that allowed him to be strengthened enough to resist the calling out of wanton to come and commit and partake of this sexual sin with her. Though Faithful feels wounded from the battle, he is able to escape sexual sin altogether. And why? Because the wisdom of God that had taken root in his heart preserved him, it protected him, it guarded him, as our text today in verse 16 says, it delivered him. And this is the good news that we can, you and I today, embrace the wisdom of God that will keep us and protect us from sin. That concludes our study for today. I look forward to meeting with you again. Thank you for listening to Family Worship Radio.